Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, in the Apostle John's vision of the end times, he describes in the book of Revelation, it's called the Apocalypse for a reason. It's about all these final calamities that God is going to unleash on the earth. And the predicted ferocity of these calamities is such that it would move a reflective person to repent. And then he depicts, after kind of outlining what all these calamities are, he depicts four angels who are like holding back the four destructive winds of the earth until the Lord has gathered in his elect and sealed them. And then his vision shifts, the focus shifts from that cosmic upheaval and the judgment and wrath of God to the salvation of God's elect and a glimpse of the glory that is Christ's. John says, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" White robes. White is the color of some garments. Baptismal clothing, if you were baptized, maybe somebody made a little white, I don't know what you call it. It's a tunic or a dress or thing. It's white. What else is white? A bride's wedding dress is white. If you're in the Navy, a naval officer or a sailor, you have your dress white. And then for pastors and for assistants, you have what's called an alb, which means white. White. Why? So who are these people in white robes? In verse 14, an elder speaks of the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. White robes. Robes that were washed clean in blood. The blood of Christ. Being washed white in blood, it always bothered me. How can that happen? It's incongruous. You might use cold water quickly to get blood out. I think it's cold water. Is that right? You use cold water? I never remember that. Is it cold water that sets it or cold water that gets it out so it doesn't set? Tell me later. If you wash white clothes, your white robe in blood, you'd expect it to turn crimson or later maybe brown. Or maybe if it wasn't white to start with, maybe black. I don't know. Well, I'm going to tell you a personal story about tribulation. When I was a freshman in high school, my first day, freshman year, I was coming from a parochial school, Emmanuel Lutheran School in Alpena, Michigan, which had I had 19 classmates. I was going to a countywide school where there were 760 in my class, freshman class, plus the eighth grade class. So there were something like, I don't know, 1,500 students at this class, at this school. And I knew 19. The first time I had to ride the bus. First time I had to find my locker. First time I had to find my way from room to room in this multi-story huge building with all these people I didn't know crowding up the hallway with all these other kids. And I wanted to make a good impression on my first day. I wanted to make a lot of friends. So I wore this new shirt that my mom got me, and I wore these white pants. Okay, it was the 70s, okay? They were white pants, and they had like these little brown stitching and stuff. I thought they were cool. And I thought, everybody's going to think I'm so cool. So off I go. The morning goes okay. And then I get in line for lunch, and the cafeteria is filled with people, and there's this long line. So, you know, and I didn't know if I had time to go to my locker, so I'm holding all my books, and I'm trying to carry this tray. And then I go through the lunch line, and finally get my hamburger. And then I go over to they have like a place for condiments, right? So how am I going to do this? So I set my tray down, you know, where they have one of those metal canister kind of things that has the ketchup in it. You know, I set my tray down with the hamburger right underneath the little spigot, right? And you remember I'm wearing white pants. Okay, and I'm holding these books. Okay, so I push down on the thing and nothing happens. So I push down again, nothing happens. So what do? Boom! I push down really hard, and gravity wasn't working for me that day. I get this jet of ketchup right in the worst place. The worst possible place. So I went to the boys' room, the boys' restroom, and I tried to wash it off, you know, with those brown towels and all that, and as much water as you know, and I couldn't remember. Now, did my mom say, I can't remember, was it the cold water or the hot water? So I washed it off with as medium water as I could get. I washed it off. You know what brown paper towels and lots of water do to white pants? And even if you get the ketchup off, you've got a big water spot in just the wrong place. And what do you think everybody thinks happened? Tribulation. Tribulation. So I go off to English class, you know, and I'm carrying my books. You know, I'm carrying my books in the hallway along like this. And, you know, and if you have to pass somebody in the hallway, you kind of face the wall. I get to English class. I sit down, you know, with the books like this. And I'm praying, Lord, now this would be a great time for you to come back. Well, he didn't come back then. Guess what class I had after English class? Drama class. You know what the first thing that they have you do in ninth grade drama? Okay, everybody sit in the first three rows, and then one by one, go up on stage and stand in the spotlight and say who you are. And the prettiest, most popular girls in the whole school were sitting right there. So I'm there, and they're like looking at me like this, and they were laughing. Yeah, exactly. It was humiliating. It was humiliating. Pretty much the worst day of my life up to that point. I didn't think it could get any worse. And I know all of you have had days like that. I know you have. And you've had tribulation, and you've had worse. I know you've had worse for everybody who put a candle up here, like I did. That was the worst day. Everybody in this room has had tribulation in your life, and some of it's self-inflicted. And some of it's inflicted on you by somebody else. Some of it's just part of this broken, fallen world that we live in. A world that's cursed by sin and suffering. And the cruelty of others who jeer and laugh at you when you've been humiliated. And maybe a little guilt from participating in that crowd that jeers and laughs at others. brothers and sisters in Christ, we must resist this living in the tribulation. We live in a broken world, but we must resist contributing to its brokenness. And this challenge is also internal. It's personal. We fight against this old Adam in ourselves, and we're befouled by ourselves. We defile ourselves, and we defile the world around us. We're part of this brokenness, and we contribute to it, and we inflict it on others as much as we inflict it on ourselves. But God calls us out of that jeering crowd. He calls us out of all that filth and mud and things worse than ketchup. He calls us into another crowd of people. And your clothes are washed white in the blood of Christ. You see, Christ came into this broken world, this befouled world, this world full of sin and hurt and brokenness. And he took it upon himself. He said, all of that is mine. I'm going to take it from you, and I'm going here. If you think standing in front of 30 ninth graders with stained pants is bad, this is way worse. This is far more humiliating to be crucified naked on a cross. He did that for me and for you. Willingly. That's how much he loves you. And he went innocently. And in holy baptism, he comes to you and he gives that innocence to you so that you can be robed in white and then sealed in that so that when you die, it doesn't come back. You're just left white. In this world, we go through tribulation every day. We live through it. And in confession and absolution, yeah, we get washed again. But it seems like we go back to the dirt. And Christ is willing to wash us every time with his blood. But finally, for all those who have gone before us in the faith, there's no more chance to sin. They're robed in white, just as you are in your baptism. And when you're resurrected, that's the way you stay permanently in Christ's righteousness. Who are these in the white robes? Who are these clothed in white robes, and where have they come from? The answer is singularly focused on God's grace. They are marked by his grace. They are washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's Jesus Christ. And though their skins, maybe their sins have been like scarlet, now they're as white as new snow. Brothers and sisters in Christ, that's you. That's you. Pastors wear something white. That's not because I'm holier than thou. It's because I've got all this black underneath too. It's also so you don't spend your time thinking about what clothes I'm wearing. They're white as a symbol of baptism, as a symbol of your forgiveness. Because that's who you are, saints. saints of all time and all places. Blood that cleanses. A lamb that shepherds. And finally, a God who is like a doting parent that comes to you personally, personally, and wipes away every tear. That's your God. Tribulation is only for a little while. Life with the Lamb is forever. And the last tear will be wiped away personally by God for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.